poetry should engage with ordinary people. Ordinary people who sit in their back gardens and watch the butterflies flit about the buddleia, who drive moderate distances through rape fields to places they feel obligated to be, who, once every decade or so, go out to see their third favourite music act and come home sober and disappointed, who buy 7 jazz albums before realising they don't like jazz, who married for love, who married for fear, who move their sex toys from the sock drawer to a box in the attic and almost forget about them, who remember to erase their browser history, who love their job but hate their kids, who hate their kids but love their job, whose lives twine with the lives of others around telephone poles and not much else, who find momentary happiness in that first glug of beer at a park bench opposite the motorway before loathing every second of the holiday. Oh yeah, I would write for them if I could. Who doesn't want a piece of the O2 Arena and W. H. Smith? Problem is, I just ain't weird enough.